Dr. Kissinger, sir?
Mr.
Yeah.
President,
just wondered if you'd had a chance to get any further reactions, or if you're, or have you just been busy?
Well, I've been talking around here, of course. The mood is one of exaltation. I talked to Bill Buckley, who thought it was absolutely outstanding. Very moving, very effective, great courage. And,
good.
Of course, he wants us to end the draft, which...
we're going to do that.
But we're going to do that, and I...
Tell him what we're going to do.
I told him we're going to do it, and I think, Mr. President, I'm going to put the military to the torch.
Yeah, they're screwing around on this.
They're screwing around. They're worried that it will make the volunteer army not work. But the hell with that, if we can get ourselves breathing space for Vietnam...
Listen, ending the draft gives us breathing space in Vietnam. We'll restore the draft later, but goddammit, the military... They're a bunch of greedy bastards that want more officers' clubs and more men to shine their shoes. The sons of bitches are not interested in this country.
I mean, ending, going to all volunteer in Vietnam is what I mean, is what we ought to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we can put them to the torch, get a figure,
mm-hmm.
and then perhaps announce that in June.
Fine.
I think
okay.
The reactions, all the reactions that I've gotten, which are mostly...
you haven't talked to the Alsops or the rest, except...
No, I'll give Alsop a call right now.
Give Joe a call. Let me know what he thinks.
And I'll let you know...
But you should have heard from others. They would call you if they thought it was well. Maybe
oh,
they
no,
were
no,
too...
No. I never hear.
Give Joe a call. It probably shook him a little to have it emotional. But goddammit, you need a little emotion for this country.
This, Mr. President, was your greatest speech. It has the same impact as some of the others.
No, it won't have, but that's all right.
But this was...
We shook him.
Everybody, it comes across from everybody that he held his course. I don't know whether you have seen the news tickers.
I don't look at that.
Well, but he held his course, a strong speech. And I don't know whether anyone has told you about Dan Rather's commentary afterwards.
No.
Now, if we could have written it, it couldn't have been better. He said he promised a withdrawal of 25,000, he withdrew 30,000. He promised a withdrawal of 40,000, he withdrew 50,000. Shows that you've exceeded every promise you've made.
Yeah, and now we're promising a draw of 100,000.
And he said, no, there's no question. You know, there was no doubt that when he got through that you would keep that, too.
We're going to.
And he had a good chart there. He showed it in terms of men. A very large man representing what you had there when we came in.
Yeah.
Much smaller man.
And they all apparently were moved by the conclusion, huh?
Oh, the conclusion really gave everyone goose pimples.